Now, I know this is funny for you.
But nobody's laughing.
If you had no money issues, you would not come in here 5 days a week. I mean, just like, let's just be like, this is what I mean about looking in the mirror and being honest.
No, I'm really like reflecting, like,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, Stan, I think I would.
Well, that's because you do treat this like a hobby. This is your golf. Unfortunately, it's what I've got to take a little more seriously.
I'm going to give you a four. Oh, my gosh. We got to have a big boy call in, though. Like Stephen A. You know, he got problems right now. But, yeah.
Don't be disrespectful.
I want Stephen A. But National Radio Day, just think about it.
No. What's there to think about?
This is a dream.
For who?
Me.
Oh, I know.
And I think all the other five hosts.
It's been a letdown for me.
and we might
thought
be
I'd be working
something.
In a front office by now.
Look at you. But yet you let your boy Schlenk. And what's our guy from NBC Sports Bay Area that went to Atlanta? He got fired. Remember, what? Come on, Kenny. What's our guy's name that went to Atlanta? New,
you know, I know his name, but I'm not even going to say it.
Grant who?
Nope.
That's his last name.
Figure it out for yourself.
That's my guy, too.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, that's that 56 kicking in.
Grant Liffman.
Yeah, thank you, my man.
Okay.
What up, G?
Nobody's taking Brock Purdy over Justin Herbert.
Well, hey,
what are we talking about?
Donnie had to pick up the phone and call in.
What's Justin Herbert done that Brock Purdy hasn't? Okay.
Then say, Justin Herbert hasn't quite lived up to the expectations. Who's bet? You would really take Purdy. You're starting a team. Herbert or Purdy?
From what I've seen, I'm taking Purdy right now.
Oh, my God. And you know what, and ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know this,
you
but
are,
we're
kidding.
Coming to you live from the San Francisco Bay Area. Yeah.
If you got to say you're not hating, you're hating. And for Kenny to say I'm not trying to just...
No, I'm saying I don't have a dog in the fight is what I'm saying.
Right, but I look at that question, and I'm not saying you're wrong. You feel how you feel. I'm looking at that question if Justin had the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan, then who would you want?
Right, the only reason anybody's
There's
taking Brock
close.
Purdy... is because of Kyle Shanahan.
That's fair.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
we can agree there. What, Chase?
My only thing is, do you think Kyle Shanahan would agree with that?
Yes. I bet you Kyle Shanahan would much rather have
Chase,
Herbert.
Why wouldn't he? Who wouldn't want to have what? Man, tall, strapping lad with a rocket arm can move.
Three turnovers last year in the playoffs.
I got you.
I don't see Purdy doing that.
I do under Shanahan. I see Herbert doing it under Shanahan.
You don't see Herbert giving up two pick sixes under Shanahan?
I see Herbert reaching another level under Shanahan.
Like, we got to be honest.
So Harbaugh is the problem.
No, he actually got to the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Like, hey, listen, this is where you younger generation and guru are different than me. Like, I don't think it's a failure yet for Justin Herbert. He's been in the league 6 years, I think.
And nobody would tell you he's a failure. And he might be. I'm looking at. I don't want to do this because everybody. Oh, guru! But come on, what?
Don't be afraid.
No, as far as DNA, it's not even close, right? If we went to a lab to build a quarterback,
it's optics.
No, well, hey,
what? I mean, I think Herbert's a better quarterback.
Well, you know, you see a big frame, you see a big arm. I'm not saying you're wrong.
The more successful quarterback has been Brock Purdy. It's not even close.
So do you believe if you surveyed 32 NFL coaches, most would take Purdy?
No.
Okay. And I'm with the people that know football.
I'm with the guy who can win.
Okay. We'll see. You guys always do this. You think a guy's career's over after 5 years.
Nobody said that.
Yeah,
but you can't hate on Brock's success, and I'm not.
You just asked me who I wanted. Yeah. And like, I told you I would take
Herbert if Kyle was my coach.
Yeah, and I get it. Look, we're in the Bay. That's the reason that...
But people know when you're kissing up. Like, it ain't
who's kissing
it.
Up?
When people try to do it. Like, they know when you say have a take, sometimes you kind of like...
Are you talking about me or somebody else?
You. Like when you gotta...
No, the point is like the only people who are saying Purdy are homers. Not just homers, but...
Yeah, the more successful quarterback is not even close. It's been Brock
Purdy.
That's
all we asked.
Yeah.
Wait, how was the question asked? Who's better? who's a better quarterback?
Or who would you take?
I would take Herbert. Who's had a better resume? We know who's had a better resume.
And I would say, who's coaching him?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, okay.
What we got? I can't see it.
Let's go to Bleacher Dave.
Our man.
West Oakland.
What up, y'all?
Hey.
We got a Minnesota problem, Dave. We got a Minnesota problem. That's what's up.
We got a massive Minnesota problem. But your boy sitting there with you is part of the problem. He said that was work to watch that game last night. Oh my God!
It's just anything that's mandatory is work.
Why would it be mandatory when you've got a sold out team with a crazy atmosphere that's the second best in the league? This is a mental block, Steiny. Check it out.
I love that.
You watch that. You see how I remember when Warriors games used to be like that kind of atmosphere. Used to be. Yep. Some people in there, it's like an A's game.
Yeah, it is,
crazy.
Man.
It is super fun. Super fun.
All those things are true.
Dude, I saw the first best defensive half of basketball I have ever seen in my life last night.
Wow.
I mean, the Minnesota Lynx were like, we're not going to let you touch the key.
Yep.
Your whole penetrate and pass this thing ain't going to work. We've been waiting for y'all for 4 days, and it was overwhelming how defensively just dominant they were. It was crazy. Now, we know the Valks lack kind of a number 1A kind of offensive score. I don't care. Those ladies last night, their connectedness on defense, and then Howard protecting the rim they're so much better than any other team in the league. It's kind of amazing. The spectacle. I think not only did Olivia Miles break Janelle's ankle, she dang near broke her leg off, dude. That was crazy. Yeah. She is such an exciting player to watch. When I hear your dude talk about it being a chore. Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
I got something for you,
Dave. I'm just saying that, you know, people say we don't do anything. I come in at 8 o'clock. I prep for 2 hours. I work till 2:15. I go home last night. I watch the Valkyries. I mean, it's a little more than 4 hours. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's heavy lifting or I'm digging ditches.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. I was in the house. That paint was on lock that first half that you talk about. That was impressive. But listen, Tiffany Hayes had an advantage, and she was using it. I wish they would have kind of played through her a little more. She was getting by her man and getting to the rack, and I felt like we went away from that.
I agree with that. I mean, Tiff, her first step is sick, right? But also on the other hand, I think we got away from it. I also think that had something to do with the Lynx's defense. Because there were several – I mean, you can remember that play. She penetrated. She just got roofed by Howard.
Yeah.
Right? Out of bounds on her.
Yeah.
It's just – I don't know what to do with it, man. All I can say is the product is exciting. The Lynx are fun to watch, man.
They're really good.
And the future,
they got ballers.
Who is a free agent, and there's no better free agent than this in San Francisco. So, Lake up. Go bring me a Nafisa Collier next year. Let's go win some things, huh?
Look at, man.
Appreciate you, Bleacher Dave. Hey, you want to talk about it? I'll talk about it. One of the Valkyries don't have a player that they can play through. They can't play through a player.
I got you.
They have to do it as a five.
But that makes what they're doing that much more impressive. And I'll just say this.
It also makes them limited.
Minnesota's, they're not playing Minnesota every night. No, you know, that was a litmus test.
Play teams like them.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but it is, man. I can't wait. Do we know it? I'll find it. I was gonna say, do we know when the playoffs start?
After the 44th regular season game.
Yeah, I was looking for something more, but yeah.
Thanks for taking my call. Absolutely, 408. This is correct. 650. Herbert has been underwhelming compared to Purdy. Okay. I just don't think that makes a guy better. He has had a better resume. And if you, like, you can stop. Like, I'm not going to win the argument because Purdy's got a better resume. I just think, who are you taking? I
Well, I look at it with nuance. Who's the? Are they both under the same coach? Like, if Kyle got his hands on so many dudes.
Okay, I got a question. Would Brock Purdy even be in the league without Kyle Shanahan?
Well, that's strong, but I hear you. Like, that's how brilliant Kyle is to me.
Okay, exactly.
Brock Purdy is his greatest concoction. And then on, if I can give you this beer, quarterback beer, Jimmy Garoppolo coaching in the Super Bowl. I mean, quarterbacking in the Super Bowl and getting to multiple NFC championship games. How much is that as the player? Like, let me ask you this, and we talked about it. Would Draymond Green be Draymond Green had he got drafted by the Kings? I think it would be much more difficult.
Of course. Of course. Let's go to Zach in Oakland. Hey, Zach, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Loving the chatter today. Love your guys' show.
Thank you.
Normally, I do agree with Goo, but I got to give Steiny some props on this one today. Now, I'm a Brock Purdy guy, but you can't argue with Herbert's talent. And yeah. I heard probably four or five months ago, they asked, in my mind, the GOAT, Joe Montana, if he were to start a franchise, he could take any quarterback right now and start it. Justin Herbert was listed as number four on his list, and he did not mention Brock Purdy. I don't remember the platform, but I know I heard it.
Yeah, I remember hearing that too, and I remember people suggesting that maybe it was because Joe's got a little bias against the Niners because of how things ended. But I know what you're talking about, Zach. I remember him giving that list too.
Yeah, so I had to give you, they were picking on you there, Steiny, and I can't say I agree or disagree with either one of you. There's not a real wrong or right answer, but
yeah, right.
Man, you can't argue with that size, that mobility, that strength,
no
arm strength.
Yes.
And like you said, who knows what he's going to do this year with McDaniel. I mean, he could cut this year with the Chargers.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate the call.
No, good stuff. Now, Kenny got in my ear, Stoddy, and I want your answer to this. You know, if Kyle's so great, what happened with Trey Lance? And before I would say he's not perfect.
He can't take a non-pro player and make him a pro player.
But I think his point, and I don't want to speak for Kenny, is he thought he could make him into
something. He thought he was better than he was. Mm. He thought maybe stinks as a talent evaluator,
well,
Kyle.
It was like, that's his Wiseman.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't find Walker Kessler in the second or in the last round. Like, they found Purdy.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it's funny. I mean, people...
I just like to be fair, man. What analysis. Like, a lot of
actually,
people... Like, no, I'm being real. People, and I'm about to trigger you. People hate Carmelo Anthony. I think a lot of people hate Carmelo Anthony. But if you step back, okay, yeah, he didn't get it done. And you just talk about a guy good at his craft and skilled. He's one of the best scorers to ever do it. I know that's not all the game. But miss me with Carmelo Anthony's a bum because he didn't win it.
See, this is what, like, nobody would say he's a bum.
Oh, well, there are a lot of people that come down his road for not winning and this or that. I think, you know, like, I can step back and be like, Melo was a dude. And there's a bunch of dudes like that.
Look, it was funny because Jim Harbaugh called Brock Purdy cool yesterday. And I was like, I got a couple words for him. I think he's good. I think Brock Purdy's good. I think Justin Herbert's better. I think Purdy's solid. I think Herbert's more dynamic.
Mm.
I think Purdy's pretty reliable. How would you say their durability is comparable?
Yeah, and your boy's getting hit more than Muhammad Ali. He has been, and, you know, he's answered the bell. Like, I'm watching Charger games. I'm like, dude, but he's young, right, Steiny? But they're knocking the snot out of him, and maybe that'll subside. And I feel like we've yet to see the best of Justin Herbert. And I know they had that lead a couple years ago against Jacksonville and blew it in the playoffs. But, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and say he's a failure. I mean, he's not.
Here's how, and this might be unfair, but if the 49ers today announced that they had traded Brock Purdy for Justin Herbert, you got to be kidding me if you think most 49er fans wouldn't be way more excited about the upcoming season. And that isn't really a shot at Purdy because Purdy's just like one of the more solid components of training camp.
I'm not mad at that at all.
So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. There's nobody that would be like, I can't believe we just did that. What a bad move that's going to set us back for years. Yeah.
Kenny, let me ask you this real quick. If I said who's the most talented, who's the more talented quarterback between the two, Purdy and Herbert, how would you answer that?
I mean, I think Justin Herbert should be the most more talented quarterback. I like what I've seen from Purdy since he's gotten
into the league. And I'm not saying I haven't. I'm just saying I think a lot of his success is because
I think what we see from Herbert, we admire a lot more than from Purdy. I like a guy who can be accurate. I like a guy who can, you know, the only thing
you don't think Herbert's
is
accurate.
That in the end zone, Purdy's had issues. So that's one thing I will definitely give you. But I think guys see the deep ball and they're like they admire it over a guy who can throw
or
a pass
even the
accurately
pass over the middle. Like he's got a laser. To each his own.
Yeah, and I'm envisioning I think Purdy's really good, and I think he's had the benefit of playing under Kyle, and I think the idea of Kyle coaching a guy like Herbert would raise the ceiling of this team. Let's go to Kinger in Newark. What's up, Kinger?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How's your day going?
Hey.
Thank you for the segment. I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
How's it going, boys?
Dynamite.
Hey, on the Brock and Justin Herbert debate, I need to know right away. I come in peace as a Raiders fan. I've watched a lot of Brock Purdy, a lot of Justin Herbert. I think if the question is, who am I trying to build a franchise around, you guys took Brock Purdy in the last round of the draft. I think he was Mr. Irrelevant. And Justin Herbert's a high draft pick. So if we're talking about who we can build a team around out of the draft, I'm going to take the guy with all of the talent with a low draft capital. You were able to put people around him. And I've seen Justin Herbert struggle without those pieces around him. That's really all I got here. I can't wait to see you guys in Santa Clara.
Thanks, Kanger. Appreciate the call. When are we going to Santa Clara?
Oh, I thought he was talking about September 3rd, the summit with Baldy.
Where's that?
It's
not in Santa Clara.
No, it's Pleasant Hill. The Jacks. What
kind of day is that?
I got to get back to you. You would think I'd know.
Wait, is it next week?
It's September 3rd.
Oh. What is September 3rd? What kind of day is that?
Give me a second.
Let me guess. So those don't count. Hey, Damon Cheng. Let me guess. So Guru and I on September.
Thursday.
So Guru and I on September 3rd. I'll do my thing like I always do. I'll be in here about 8:05.
Yeah.
I'll prep for 2 hours. And obviously, you guys can tell from 10 to 2 how much I prep. So those 2 hours are in the book. All right. Then I go 10 to 2 with the goo. Okay. Then I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to drive. And it's going to take me about, Damon, maybe an hour and 10 minutes to get to Pleasant Valley or where is it?
Pleasant Hill.
Pleasant Hill. It's out by Concord.
Yeah. We've been there before.
The Bay Area.
Yeah. I can't
wait. So I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to get there at 4. And you don't think sitting there with Dibley and Willard is work from 4 to 6?
Those are our guys.
Okay. I got you, Damon. Got you. I can make a case that if you add up all the things I do for my job, I get paid about $6 an hour.
We got a boss. His door's open.
Oh,
you're the best.
Cheng. Damon Cheng. How about this? Here's what I know about Damon Cheng, which is not much. You know how Facebook will they recommend friends, and yeah. I have an account.
I turned
which is
it
like,
off.
I have an account where I just, everybody, I'll friend them even listeners. But anyway, this guy, Damon Cheng, is, do you want to be his friend? And it said, works at retired.
Oh, D.C. Getting that.
So
love
a dude is coming down my road.
D.C.
About how little I work. And it says, he works at retired.
Wow, that's beautiful.
You think I don't know what's going on, Damon?
I hope we get there someday. But we
can. You can get on Facebook.
No, I'm talking about retirement. But I don't want to retire from this.
Well,
because I would do this when I'm done.
Yeah. Well, then you don't need to retire, do you?
Toy department of life.
Yeah. See, the difference between you and me is you're a newbie. All right. You haven't even been here a decade. I've been doing it for 3 decades. I'm tired. All right. It gets old. See what I'm saying? It'll get old for you. I'll make sure of it.
Dude, look at you. You're doing a good job.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Where are we now? 1142. All right. 888-957-9570. I see calls. I'll get you on the other side. But here we go. Herbert can't do it in the playoffs. Yep. He'll never do it in the playoffs.